Heather's not here. Larry, do you have anything about the Gruelathon you want to say? Or?
No, we had good participation this year. It was actually about the same as last. We had about 25 participants on the Gruelathon and about 46 kids in the games, the field games, and about the same 25, 26 in the water sports. So we've seen a fairly level for the last several years, at least in the, among the kids. The thing where we see a drop-off is in the older kids. The young kids, 11 and under, seem to show all the time in these numbers. It's the teenagers, the 12, 13, 14, and we used to have category four.
Now the teenagers.
Don't come. The teenagers don't come.
Bring them on.
Well, they don't come. Either that or they don't feel that they're too busy with their iPads or something else. But they don't bother to participate in
It does seem to be a humongous gap. You know, it is the younger generation or the older, the parents getting involved, but the teenage kids are lacking. And, you know, if we can get them involved or somehow, that would be fantastic, you know, to get them, you know, I'm telling you right now, the men need it for the tug of war because they've lost several years in a row, just saying. So, you know, the women have been dominating the tug of war, so get your boys out there.
Maybe what we need is a category for the parents, you know, or the older people that actually participate in games that are
extremely important.
We'll have to try something different. But if we can do that in a secret session.
Do we have any other reports from the board or from committees? Anything you want to add about the picnic that you can say before?
The picnic, was fine. Like I said, I scraped the bottom of the barrel as far as trying to be as tight as possible as far as food cost was concerned and everything else to cover, because you don't know what you're going to get. You can have 100 people, you can have 50 people. You have no idea what you're going to get. So you got to take a gamble, and it's always a risk. We've cut food out over the years. Like, obviously, we don't do the chicken anymore, but, you know, I don't think a lot of people are going to pick away at chicken off the bone. So we cut that out. But the ultimate thing is if we can get people to say, hey, I'm going to come, and or we get people to show up, you know, and therefore, you know, we will, you know, I didn't spend that much money as far as food cost is concerned, you know, and it's really easy to kind of flip the turn and go the other side if just you get 40 more people to show up, you know, and it's a fun thing. And like I said, my kids look forward to it every year, you know. I make sure I try to get my kids up to there every year, you know, and get family out to it. It's a fun experience. The kids get to play football, toss the frisbee around or whatever. Yeah, it's a good experience. So the more that you can get people up there, the more just to hang out for a few hours or an hour is a good thing. Just to have a hamburger or a hot dog, you know, and talk to people. And so it's a fun experience. So I think ultimately we just need more turnout. I don't think we can cut the cost anymore for that, really. You know,
so many people, you need more help? Is that
Help wasn't an issue with me. I mean, obviously, I just went to my pickup truck and picked up everything. I cut corners as far as, you know, I fortunately am a restaurant person, so I have the Cambro cooler, so I made Kool-Aid instead of buying it in cans, you know, and I cut a lot of corners cost-wise that way, you know.
I think you're spending, you're too focused on the cost, because
I don't think we've ever broken
no. even on the picnic. So, no. And actually, I think
my brain is trying to cut food costs.
I think it is a good thing for the lake and the Ontario Association. And it's totally fine if we fund it a little bit.
It shouldn't be a big gap. It really shouldn't. It should be, you know, if we get a few people more to participate, you'll see that gap closes considerably. And, you know, and it's just a fun experience. You know, the talent show really didn't happen. There was really nobody that participated. That's a fun thing. My kids look forward to it. Unfortunately, we have extenuating circumstances here where we couldn't get into it. But by all means, I mean, get the kids involved. Whether they just do a twirl on the dance stage, who cares? You know, and like, it's fun. Everybody thinks it's cute, you know, and get it involved. It's just a way to make somebody smile, you know, and to watch a little two-year-old twirl makes you smile. And to me, that's important. So by all means, come up, bring your family, bring your friends, who cares? Just come up and have fun, you know, and enjoy it. Maybe, we'll figure out something different that might bring more people in. I don't know.
Maybe masquerade or something.
Yeah, I don't know.
The teenagers
might be in. You know, I don't know. If you have to do a tableau or whatever the heck it is, we'll just walk around and, you know.
Yeah.
I don't recall the list.
Yeah.
No, but ultimately, I mean, and it's going back to what Mark said about, like, people being involved instead of sitting on their backs and stuff like that. And, you know, my life gets pretty chaotic. You know, yes, I'm off in the summer. I don't work during the summer, but I have 5 children. I have orthodontist appointments. I have appointments all over the place. And all of a sudden, the weekends disappear. You know, and I forget dates. I really do. I'm not going to lie. You know, and by all means, I was a big proponent about pushing the late cleanup day, and here I am not doing it. And you know, I'm not going to lie about that. I'm like, oh, my God. You know, but, I mean, I don't have a problem. I run around the lake every day. I don't have a problem going around and throwing some stuff in people's mailboxes. They don't care. You know, I just say, hey, by the way, this is happening this weekend. And, you know, it doesn't bother me. You know, my clerk and I will gladly fill your mailboxes full of junk mail. But you know, and it's good. It's a good thing to be involved. I have a 4-wheeler. You have a gator. We can come around the park in wagons and fill garbage bags and just have fun. And it makes ultimately, in the end, it makes us feel really good about it, with the fact that we've done something for our community. You know, maybe somebody else will say, well, you know, there's a bottle of it. Well, yeah, you know what? Last weekend we picked those bottles up that were left over by the guy that redid the roads the other day that left their junk here. You know, and it's a good positive experience for everybody and to show that we care. You know, and hopefully we'll get, granted we can't get everybody, but maybe we'll grab a few more people to get on the bandwagon with us and take care of our community and take care of our area. And that's, you know, what it is. And I'm not going to lie, I missed it this year, but it's been kind of chaotic, and I'm sorry.
Don't worry. Can I get a motion to accept the officer and committee reports?
So moved.